Here's how the week started for the Toronto Blue Jays.
So they managed to summon the broom after two series, a sweep of the Washington Nationals.
Here is how we thought the week ended.
That's the ball game. And Vladdy just broke the bat, broke it over his leg in frustration as the Blue Jays, they get swept.
Oh, and then here's how it actually ended.
Oh my God!
What is it?
Vladdy! Vladito!
He said what now?
Let's recap. After a bunch of reports came out during the week saying that a deal was close, Sportsnet's Shai Davidi making it official with the news that Vladdy has indeed inked a deal worth $500 million over 14 years with no deferred money. Vladdy said he wasn't going to negotiate during the season, but then...
Oh! They drove a dump truck full of money up to my house. I'm not made of stone.
The Vladdy extension capped a wild up and down week that actually started with a sweep of the Washington Nationals.
That's good.
Then they ended the week by getting swept.
That's bad.
The starting rotation was great all week, allowing just 9 earned over 34 innings.
That's good.
Toronto's got 83 hits this season, top 10 in baseball. They've got 5 home runs this season, bottom of baseball, and they can't seem to drive anyone in.
That's bad.
Can I go now?
No. What did we learn this week?
What did you learn?
The Jays need some ding-dongs. Like I said, just 5 homers this season, 3 from Andrés Giménez, 0 from the top of the lineup, that being Bo, Santander, and of course, Vladdy. And so now with a $500 million extension, that being the third largest in baseball history, the Blue Jays and their fans will be expecting a lot of home runs.
What?
Singles.
What?
Doubles.
What?
RBIs.
What?
Runs.
What?
Slugging.
What?
OBP.
What?
OPS.
What?
Wins.
And that's the bottom line. What?
See you next week.
Cause Stone Cold said so.